约翰十七章被称为大祭司的祷告。
Chapter 17 of John is being called the prayer of the great priest.
这个章可以分成三大段。
There are three major sections in this chapter.
第一段是耶稣首先为他得荣耀祷告。
The first is Jesus prayed for his own glorification.
这是第一节到第五节。
That's from verses 1 to 5.
耶稣为要为三件事情上得荣耀祷告。
Jesus prayed for three things that he may be glorified.
他要在十字架上得荣耀。
He's going to be glorified on the cross.
他要在天上得荣耀。
He will be glorified in heaven.
他要在教会里面得荣耀。
He will be glorified in church.
第二大段。
The second section.
是第六节到十九节。
From verse 6 to 19.
耶稣特别为这十一个门徒祷告。
Jesus specifically prayed for the 11 disciples.
但对你我有实际的应用。
And it has applications, practical applications for us.
第三大段。
The third section.
耶稣为历世历代来的信徒们祷告。
Jesus prayed for the saints of all generations.
这是二十节到二十六节。
That's from verse 20 to 26.
今天我们要注意看第二大段。
We're going to focus on the second major section.
耶稣为门徒们的祷告。
Jesus prays for his disciples.
我有三大点。
The three major points.
我们一点一点的看。
I look at each one of them.
第一大点。
The first.
耶稣为门徒祷告的原因是什么？
What is Jesus' ground for his prayer?
第六节到十一节前半篇。
It's the first half of verse 6 to 11.
这段经文告诉我们有两个基本的理由。
There are two major reasons.
一个是在同样的理由讲了两次。
There was same reason it repeated twice.
第六节。
Verse 6.
他们本是你的。
They were yours.
然后看第九节中间。
That's the mid part of verse 9.
因他们本是你的。
For they were yours.
换句话说，第一个原因呢
？The one of the reason.
早到耶稣来到世界以前。
Even long before Jesus came to this world.
早到耶稣开始侍奉之前。
Even before Jesus' ministry.
这些人已经属于神了。
Those people already belong to God.
第二个原因。
The second reason,
这些人是神赐给耶稣的。
This group of people was given to Christ by God.
是神给耶稣一个礼物。
It's a gift from God to Jesus.
耶稣讲了两次。
Jesus said twice.
第六节前半边。
The first half of verse 6.
你从世上赐给我的人。
The people you give me out of the world.
然后第九节。
Verse 9.
我为他们祈求，不为世人祈求，却为你所赐给我的人祈求。
I pray for those you have given me.
弟兄姐妹，这个是非常宝贝的真理啊。
So this is a very precious truth.
对我们今天是非常的真宝贝啊。
It's very precious for us today.
你我还没有相信耶稣以前。
Before we believe in Jesus.
你已经属于耶稣了。
You already belong to Jesus. Jesus.
这是为什么你会真正相信耶稣的原因。
And this is one of the reasons why you be truly believe in Jesus.
不然你不会相信。
Otherwise you would not believe in.
不然你不要相信。
Otherwise you would not want to believe.
不然你不肯相信。
Otherwise you would want to believe.
并且耶稣神所赐给耶稣的礼物。
And also the gift that was given to Jesus by God.
礼物是很宝贝的。
The gifts are very precious.
难怪耶稣那么珍惜你和我。
That's why Jesus treasures us.
他在上十字架之前要为你祷告。
That's why he wants to pray for you before he goes on to the cross.
那我们看看这段经文的一些细节哈。
There are some minor details here.
第六章前半边。第六节前半边。
Verse 6.
我已将你的名显明于他们。
I manifest thy name to the man.
圣经里面的那个圣经里啊，名呢，总是涉及到这个人的一些性格。
In the Bible, the name usually involves a person's character.
所以当你在为一个圣经为一个人取名的时候。
So when you were giving a name to someone,
常常是在显出这个人的本性。
So you want to show the character, the personality of that person.
你记得旧约里面那位雅各吗？
Remember Jacob in the Old Testament?
雅各是个阴谋家。
So Jacob was a schemer.
而雅各这个名字呢？
What the meaning of the name Jacob?
希伯来文的字根呢？
So the root word from the Hebrew word.
So to take by the heel. 紧紧地抓住脚跟呢?
So take by the heel.
Okay. 紧紧地抓住它。 Okay. 然后有点好像把它多抢夺过来。
As if you're going to grab it.
用欺骗的方法把它拿过来。
Take it by deceiving method.
所以他的哥哥以扫终于这么说。
That's why his brother Esau said.
我们看一下创世纪27章36节。
Let's go to Genesis 27.
36节。
Verse 36.
创世纪27章36节。
27:36 Genesis.
以扫说，他名雅各。 岂不是正对吗？ 因为他欺骗了我两次， 他从前多了我长子的名分， 你看，现在又多了我的福分。 雅各这是形容这个人的品格。
So Jacob described the person's character.
你记得以撒出世的时候，
You know when Isaac was born,
他父母亲给他取名以撒。
So they gave him the name Isaac.
以撒什么意思?
What does it mean?
喜笑。
So laugh.
Laughter. Huh?
Laughter.
为什么喜笑?
Why would it be laughing?
因为亚伯拉罕跟撒拉这么晚年的时候生了一个儿子。
Because he was born to Abraham such a late age.
带给他们极大的快乐。
Brought him great joy.
就是我们自己的救主。 耶稣这个名字很特别。 Even
our own Savior Jesus, the name is very special.
救主，他是拯救主。 So
he is the Savior.
他要将人从罪恶里面拯救出来。 He's
going to save people from sin.
旧约里面的圣经的名字总是牵涉到人的性格。 So
in the Old Testament, the names usually involve the character.
所以当耶稣说我要将你的名显明出来。 So
when Jesus says, I manifest your name,
耶稣说我要将神的本性显露出来。So
I will manifest the true nature of God.
那么最好显明神的本性的方法是什么?
What is the best way to manifest God's nature?
如果说我们要认识神的属性,
If we want to know the attributes of God,
最好的方法,
The best way,
不是自己去猜测神是怎么样,
It's not when you to your own imagination,
或者希望神是怎么样,
or what you hope God will be,
或者认为神应该怎么样,
or what you think God should be,
最好跟最有效的方法,
so the most effective way,
从圣经里面认识这位神的属性,
to know God's attribute from the Bible.
请注意啊, 我说从圣经里面认识,
Please remember, I meant to know from the Bible,
不是从你头脑里面认识,
not from your head.
因为我们头脑自己才能把神想成我们所要的形状。Because
in our head, we often imagine the God we want him to be.
从圣经里面认为这位耶稣基督。From
the Bible to understand Jesus Christ.
我们再看约翰福音一章。
Let's go to John first chapter 1.
18节。
Verse 18.
约翰一章18节。
John 1:18.
告诉我们怎么样认识神的属性。
He tells us how to know God's attributes.
从来没有人看见神, 只有在父怀里的独生子, 将他表明出来。 表明这个字, 有其他英文本, 中文本的翻译, 说表彰, 启示, 彰显, 或者注释, 加注释。 换句话说, 耶稣基督是让我们认识神最好的途径。
So Jesus Christ is the best way to lead us to know God.
这是第一点我们可以学习的。
That's the first point that we can learn.
再看另外一个细节。
Another detail.
在这段经文里发现主耶稣说了一些有关门徒的话, 我们是还觉得很奇怪的。
Here, Lord Jesus mentioned many things about the disciples.
你看 第六节的后半边。
The second half of verse 6.
他们也遵守了你的道。
They have kept thy word.
第七节前半边。
The first half of verse 7.
如今他们知道。
Now they have come to know.
OK, 第八节。
Verse 8.
因为你所赐给的 我的道我已经赐给他们，他们也领受了。请编人讲英文讲一下。
For the words which thou gift me, I have given to them, and they received them.
如果你注意编人讲的英文圣经，这几个动词都是用现在完成式。
So all those verbs I presented in the present participles.
换句话说，耶稣说他们已经都做到了。
In other words, Jesus, they have already done completed.
还有第十节。
Verse 10.
最后一句话，并且我因他们得了荣耀。
Then I have been glorified in them.
你想想，这个是很奇怪的话。
This is very interesting.
特别你考虑到这十一个门徒的言行行为啊。
If you consider the words and the deeds of these 11 disciples,
因为这三年来,
in those 3 years,
这十一个人信心是那么的软弱,
their faith was so weak.
他们对神的认识是那么样的稀少,
they don't know too much about God.
他们属灵的程度是那么样的肤浅,
so their spiritual life is so superficial.
他们碰到问题的时候心又是那么的胆怯。
When they run into trouble, they are so scared.
并且再过一会儿。
And then after just a little while.
当耶稣被抓的时候。
When Jesus was arrested.
他们都抛弃耶稣啊。
They just abandoned him.
每个人都脱逃了。
They all deserted.
其中还有一个人在众人的面前否认耶稣三次之多。
One of them even denied Jesus in the crowd 3 times.
他还发誓的否认耶稣。
He even swore and denied Jesus.
你看看这四福音的时候
so if you look those of the four gospels,
你没有办法避免不注意到一件事情
there's one thing you cannot help but notice
这么一位伟大的主人
but such a great master
却有一群这么软弱的仆人
but he has such a group of weak
这么强的对比
there's a strong contrast
但对这些软弱的仆人
but for those weak servants.
我们这位有恩惠的主人
So this merciful master
形容他们的时候
When he describes them
却用了这么崇高跟体面的字眼
To use the words that are so high and honorable
弟兄姐妹们这件小事情带给我们很大的安慰跟帮助
So from this little point brings us great comfort
我们看到自己觉得很糟糕
When we look at ourselves,We know we are in trouble.
别人看我们觉得我们很糟糕。
When they look at us, they think we are not capable.
但耶稣在我们身上看到我们的好处跟潜能远比我们自己看得多。
But when Jesus, he can see our goodness and our potential much better than we can.
就是一个最小的信心。
Even the smallest faith
在主的眼中还是很珍贵的。
It's still very precious in Our Lord's
我们对我们主真正的信心
The true faith we have in our Lord
不管多么的脆弱
It doesn't matter how fragile that is
我们的主总是带着怜悯的眼光在看着我们
Our Lord always look at us with passion
他当时这样的对待这十一位
He treated one just like that
他们软弱
He was weak
心不稳定
They were not, their hearts were uneasy
变来变去
They wereJust changing all the time.
但是当许多人拒绝耶稣的时候
But after many of them that denied Jesus,
他们却相信更爱他们的主
They believe and love their Lord.
他们后来甚至为耶稣舍去自己的生命
But later they even give their life for him.
耶稣知道他们的心是真正的
Jesus knows their hearts were true.
是诚恳的
Was earnest.
他们对耶稣是的确是坚贞的。
They are faithful to Jesus.
虽然他们有失败。
Even though they may have failures.
耶稣没有忘记他们。
But Jesus never forgot them.
耶稣在十福音里面讲的一句话很特别。
Jesus said one thing in the four Gospels.
请我们打开马太福音十章四十二节。
Let's go to Matthew chapter 10, verse 42.
四十二节。
Matthew 10, 42.
马太福音十章四十二节。
Matthew 10,
42. 说无论何人，因为门徒的名只把一杯凉水给这小子里的一个喝，我实在告诉你们，这人不能不得赏赐。谁的名啊？
Yeah, no matter whoever's name.
Okay, 不是耶稣的名啊。
It's not Jesus' name.
是门徒的名啊。
It's the name of the disciples.
耶稣在这边对他们是个很大的表扬啊。
So here he praised them greatly.
弟兄姐妹当
So for brothers and sisters,
我们当中有人
in our midst,
就是最好的人
even the best,
只要他肯谦卑下来
as long as he can humble himself,
他看到自己的失败
he can see his own failures,
看到自己的缺陷
he can see his weakness, shortcomings,
以及道德上的一些瑕疵
or they may have blemished immorally.
我们甚至会为自己达不到神的心意而感到羞耻
Sometimes we are ashamed for we cannot fulfill God's will.
但是我们事后真的相信耶稣
But do we really truly believe in Jesus?
我们事后紧紧地抓住他
So we can hold on to him closely.
我们是不是将一切重担卸在他的身上
Have we given all our burdens to him?
我们事后能像彼得说
Have we just like Peter?
主啊你是无所不知的
Oh God, you know, Lord, you know all things.
你知道我爱你。
You know that I love you.
如果是这样。
If this is so.
那我们这时候为耶稣这所讲的话感谢主。
So now we can thank our Lord for what he has said.
他看到我们的潜能跟好处比我们看到自己来得多。
He can see our potential, our goodness much better than we can.
那我们得到安慰鼓励。
So we can be encouraged And be comforted.
而不要丧气。
So do not lose heart.
主耶稣没有因为这十一位软弱无能而轻视他们。
So our Lord Jesus did not look down upon them because of their weakness.
反而因为他们相信耶稣。
Because they believe in Jesus.
耶稣救他们到底啊。
That's why Jesus saved them to the end.
他也会这样的对待我们
He will also treat us the same way.
因为他是那个永不改变的神
Because he is the never changing God
我们看第二大点
The second section
就是耶稣为门徒门保护祷告
Jesus prays for his disciples to be protected
这是十一节后半边到十六节
That's from the second half of verse 11 to 16
得保护是这段经文这小段经文的主题
To be protected is the main theme of this short passage.
讲了三次。
It's spoke of three times.
十一节后半边。
The second half of verse 11.
因你所赐给我的名保守他们。
Please protect them by the name you have given me.
十二节。
Verse 12.
因你所赐给我名保守了他们。
You have protected them because of the name you have given them.
然后说我也复位了他们。
I also protect them.
这是这段经文的主题。
This is the main theme of this passage.
那我们注意看这段经文。
Let's read carefully.
十一节开始后半边。
From the second half of 11.
说圣父啊求你因你所赐给我的名保守他们。
Holy Father, keep them in thy name, the name which thou hast given.
Okay. 这里是说你所赐给我的名。
The name which you have given me.
第六节讲什么？谁的名？
Whose name did it mention in verse 6?
第六节说你的名。
It's your name.
我一看之下是不是有不同的名啊？
Is it different names?
其实既然名是代表神的属性啊。
So this name represents God's attributes.
他们是讲同样的，代表神，代表神的属性。
So they were the same, represents God's attributes.
所以耶稣的祷告
Jesus' prayer.
凭着神的属性保守他们。
Protect them according to God's attributes.
然后他耶稣用那个很特别的称呼。
There's another title here.
圣父啊,
the Holy Father.
或者圣洁的父啊,
or the
Holy Father.
Holy Father.
耶稣求天父根据他圣洁的属性或圣洁的品格来保护门徒。
So Jesus is praying the Heavenly Father protect them in His holy attributes.
这种保护是包括很广的。
So those kind of protection is quite short.
Okay. 这个保护也运用到今天我们每一个人的身上。
So this protection can be applied to us today.
有一个圣经学者,
there's a Bible theologian.
他的名字在你们节目单上面,
the name is printed on our program.
可能是叫做 A.C. Gabellian.
So that's the name, Gabellian.
他这么解释,
he explained it this way.
他说这个保护表示一切的事。
He said that keeping means everything.
保护我们不后退便捷,
keeping from falling away,
远离邪恶的信仰,
from evil doctrines,
不被忧伤击败或在大灾难及痛苦当中,
from being overcome by sorrow or in tribulation and suffering,
或生或死都保护我们,
keeping them in life and in death.
从我们主这一次的祷告,
from this first petition of our Lord's Prayer,
我们学习到一位真正信徒的绝对安全,
we learn the absolute security of a true believer.
如果一位真正信徒他是属于基督的,
if a true believer, one who belongs to Christ,
他是天父赐给他儿子的,
who has been given by the Father to the Son,
他又是神儿子所祈求祷告的人,
for whom the Son of God intercedes.
如果这样的人还会失去的话,
if they can be lost,
那表示基督的荣耀也会失去,
it would mean the loss of Christ's glory.
那表示基督就是白白的受苦了,
that would mean a part of the trivial of his suffering.
神的儿女的确有福气。
So God's children are indeed blessed.
因为神要因为他的名,
because God for his name,
这个名高于世界上一切的名,
his name is higher than any other name.
这个名代表神的属性,
this name represents his attributes.
他要在一切事上保护我们,
he's going to protect us in everything.
然后看11节的后半边,
that's the seven, second half of verse 11.
叫他们合而为一,
so they may be one.
神保守我们有个目的,
there's a purpose of God's keeping us.
不是让我们为所欲为,
it doesn't want to tell us to do whatever we please,
乃是要合而为一,
but we ought to be one.
你可能奇怪, 为什么这里要把合而为一 跟神的属性摆在一起?
Why would here put this to be one at the same time as God's attributes?
因为当一个信徒认识神的属性越多,
because when one believer knows more about the attributes of God,
他们中间的合一也就越多,
so they will be closer to be one.
过去教会的伟人叫A.W. Tozer.
There's another great church leader by the name A.W. Tozer.
他用一个比喻来形容,
he used parables.
我们当中很多小孩子弹钢琴的,
many of our children play piano.
我们一些父母亲也有知道他们弹钢琴所需要做的一件事情,
so parents also know what they need to do when they play piano.
就是钢琴偶尔需要调音,
so sometimes the piano needs to be adjusted,
tuned. 托泽这么说,
and Tozer said this,
你有没有想过当100个钢琴都调向同一个音叉时,
has it ever occurred to you that 100 pianos all tuned to the same fork?
他们就自动的彼此调和了,
they are automatically tuned to each other.
他们的响声却照这个音调。
They are of one accord.
而不是彼此想要办法去调和。
Not to each other.
然而就在一个音调的标准之下，每一架琴就个别的与它相合了。
But to another standard to which each one must individually bow.
他说同样的道理。
So similarly,
当有100个信徒聚集在一起，
when 100 worshippers meet together,
他们心里都望着基督，
each one looking to God, Christ,
他们心灵的距离就自然相近。
So the distance between their hearts will get closer.
这比他们把眼睛离开神而竭力追求更亲密的来往还来得有可能。
So this is to become unity. Each one looking away to Christ are in their heart near to each other than they would be possibly be.
当他们把眼睛都看着神的时候，
when they put their eyes focus on God,
他们才有可能合一。
Then there's a possible to be one.
我过去用个三角形的比喻。
I use a parable like a triangle.
我说神在上面。
So God is on the top.
对方是在这个三角形的右下角。
So the other person is on the right, lower right corner.
你是在这个三角形的左下角。
You're on the left lower corner.
如果你要你们两个人之间的距离越来越近，
If you want to shorten the distance between the two of you,
你们两个需要同时朝着神走。
So you both need to walk toward God.
你们两个越接近神，
So the closer you get to God,
你们两个之间的距离也越近。
So the distance between the two of you gets shorter.
这个道理不但用在夫妻之间，
Not only this we use it among husbands and wives.
这个道理也用在我们教会的肢体之间。
It's also used among the bodies of the church.
弟兄姐妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
在教会里并不是要真正认识神才能够合一。
In the church, we can only be united if we truly know God.
其他人为的合一，
the any other way,
或者说平安无事，
maybe we have just no troubles,
都是暂时的，
it's only temporary,
是假的，
it's false,
是经不起考验，
cannot stand test,
是没有真正意义的，
it has no true meaning.
只有当教会每个人更朝向神，
Only when each one member of the church
缩短与神的距离，
Short the distance between us and God，
神是你唯一追求的目标，
God is the only you are seeking，
我们之间的距离才是有真正的缩短。
Then the distance among ourselves will be shortened too。
耶稣在十二节讲了一句话，
Jesus said something in verse 12，
用这个名字叫灭亡之子。
Or is the son of destruction。
灭亡之子指谁？
Who is that?
指犹大。
That's Judah.
犹大没有被保守。
He was not kicked.
犹大没有被保守不是耶稣失败了。
He was not kicked not because Jesus failed.
不是耶稣不知道犹大会出卖他。
It's not because Jesus does not know Judah is going to betray him.
耶稣知道犹大是个假的门徒。
Jesus knows Judah, who is a false disciple.
那我们今天呢是个冒牌的。
So he was just a fake.
所以他没有被保护。
That's why he was not being kept.
但十二节后面有一句话。
But the second half of verse 12, there's something.
好叫经上的话得应验。
That the scripture might be fulfilled.
这可能会给我们一些错误的感觉。
So this may give us a wrong understanding.
说耶稣要上十字架。
So Jesus has to go onto the cross.
我这是圣经里面已经预言了。
This is already prophesied by the Bible.
为了要完成这个预言呢，
To fulfill that prophecy.
需要找一个人出卖他。
So someone has to betray him.
犹大就给神找到了。
So Judah was found by God.
所以犹大不应该负责任的。
So Judah should not be responsible.
你还可以说他甚至帮着神一个忙呢。
Because he actually helped God.
如果不是他帮忙，神的救恩计划还没有办法完成呢。
If he didn't do it, the God's plan for salvation cannot be completed.
所以神不但不应该惩罚他, 还要谢谢他。
Not only God should not punish him, but have to thank him.
这个问题我在以前讲到已经提过了。
I have discussed this in our previous preaching.
约翰13章18节到30节。
John 13:18-30.
如果你还没有机会的话，我鼓励回去你上网听一下。
If you have not listened, I encourage you to go back listen on the internet.
这里告诉我们一个真理。Here
give us a truth.
一方面是神的主权。
On one part is God's sovereignty.
一方面是人的责任。
On the other part is man's responsibility.
这两个都是同时存在的。
So they coexist.
犹大的坏事却成为被神来用来做好事。
So Judah's evil behavior was used by God to fulfill good deeds.
神用一个坏人来完成他一件好事。
God used an evil person to complete one of his.
神用人类历史上一个最可怕的事情。
So God will use the most devastating thing in the human history.
就是他的儿子给人家谋杀。
That is his son to be murdered.
来作为他救赎的方法。
To be the way of his redemption.
在创世纪里面，约瑟讲了一句话。
Joseph said something in the book of Genesis.
但约瑟这些哥哥们,
When his brothers.
终于有一天在埃及跟约瑟见面。
When they met with Joseph in Egypt,
他们想到他们当时是怎么做了一件坏事情。
So they remembered what the evil things they committed.
怎么样把约瑟卖给埃及，爱到埃及做奴隶。
How they sold Joseph to be a slave into Egypt.
现在他是宰相了。
Now he is the high.
哎呀，他会不会向我们报仇啊？
Is he going to revenge?
约瑟怎么讲？
What did Joseph say?
请我看50章20节。
Chapter 50, verse 20.
50章20节。
Chapter 50, verse 20.
从前你们的意思是要害我，但神的意思原是好的，要保全许多人的性命，成就今日的光景。 约瑟说得好。
Joseph said well.
他了解神了。
He understands God.
神用哥哥所做的坏事。
That God uses his brother's evil deeds.
完成神计划当中的一个好事。
Completed God's good plan.
所以犹大为自己负责任。
So Judah has to be responsible for himself.
我们再看到13节这一段。
When we read verse 13,
我们再回到约翰17章13节,
let's go back to John 17, 13.
他说,现在我往你那里去, 我还在世上说这话, 是叫你们心里充满我的喜乐。 谁的喜乐, 请问?
Whose joy is meant here?
也是说我的喜乐。
Jesus, my joy.
换句话说,神的喜乐,
is God's joy.
这个喜乐从天上来的。
The joy comes from above.
不是从地上来的。
Not from the earth.
耶稣的喜乐好像门徒的喜乐一样。
So Jesus' joy is just like the joy of disciples.
乃是取决于住在父的爱里。
So it depends on living in God's love.
为什么我这么讲?
Why do I say that?
那我们看15章11节。
Let's look at chapter 15, verse 11.
15:11. Okay, 我从第十念到十一节。
Pastor will read 10 and 11.
你们若遵守我的命令，就藏在我的爱里，正如我遵守了我父的命令，藏在他的爱里。这些事我已经对你们说了，是要叫我的喜乐。 存在你们心里，并且叫你们的喜乐可以满足啊！耶稣的喜乐，我们的喜乐要先存在神的爱里。So
Jesus' joy and our joy should be in God first.
而在神的爱里，耶稣说是什么？要顺服天父。
So in God's love, that's what Jesus meant. So that's a way to receive the joy from above.
得到这个圣洁的喜乐,
so we can get the joy given by God.
得到这个你地上找不到的喜乐,
this is the joy we can never find on earth.
很简单的, 在于顺服天父,
so very simple to get it by be obedient to God.
在于顺服他的旨意,
so it depends on your obedient to his will.
当你行在神的话语当中,
and you can walk in God's words.
你心里知道那个喜乐是没有人可以夺去的。
Now you know that that joy can never be taken away from you.
然后我们再看14节到16节。
Let's read verse 14 to 16.
他说，我已将你的道赐给他们。 神已经将道理赐给他们，是指世人呢。
Them means the people of the earth.
可是世人拒绝这个道理。
But the people refuse the truth.
我们常常说，哎呀，这个人不信耶稣，因为这样，因为那样。
We often say this one doesn't believe in Jesus because this or because of that.
哦，可能我们的节目不好。
Maybe our program is not good.
可能我们解释的不清楚。
Or maybe we didn't explain it well.
可能我们的音乐不够好。
We don't have good music.
可能我们的讲道不好。
Maybe our preaching is not good.
可能我们这个平常跟人家的来往不好。
Maybe we didn't keep a good communication.
但是耶稣讲了一句话。
But Jesus said one.
人为什么拒绝圣经呢？
Why do they refuse the Bible?
请我们看第五章38节。
Let's go to chapter 5, verse 38.
5:38. 你们并没有他的道存在心里, 因为他所差来的, 你们不信。 这句话也是讲的一针见血。
This was clearly that Jesus meant.
当你不相信圣经,
when you do not believe the Bible,
或你不全部的接受圣经,
if you don't completely accept the Bible,
基本的原因,
the basic reason,
你没有全部的接受耶稣,
because you did not completely accept Jesus.
恨耶稣的人也会恨圣经,
whoever hates the Bible, Jesus hates the Bible.
也会恨全部接受圣经的人,
they will also hate those who completely accept the Bible.
如果你说我只接受圣经 10%,
if you say I only accept the Bible 10%,
那么世人恨你也只有 10%,
so the people who you hate will be 10%.
如果你说我接受圣经一半,
if I accept half of the Bible,
会有一半的人要恨你,
so there will be half of people who hate you.
如果你说我全部的接受圣经,
if you say I accept Bible completely,
世人会全部的恨你,
so the world people will hate you. All of them will hate you.
没有办法分开的,
you cannot separate.
因为世界就是恨耶稣跟跟随耶稣的人,
because the world hates Jesus and also hates those who follow him.
然后14节耶稣讲的, 16节讲的两次,
it says 14 and verse 16 twice.
说他们不属世界, 正如我不属世界。
They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world.
然后16节,
verse 16.
他们不属世界, 正如我不属世界一样。
They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world.
弟兄姐妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
我们是从天上生的。
We were born from heaven.
我们是天上的国民。
We are citizens of heaven.
彼得书信里面提醒我们,
in the epistles of Peter, it says,
我们是客旅,
we are aliens.
我们是, 寄居者,
we are strangers.
我们迟早会离开这个世界,
sooner or later, we're going to leave this world.
但是耶稣讲完, 他又紧接着说一句话,
so after that, Jesus followed with
15节,
verse 15,
不求你们离开世界,
I do not ask thee to take them out of the world.
为什么?
Why?
因为我们是盐是光,
because we are the salt and we are the light.
我们是基督的使者,
We are the ambassadors for Christ.
这是我们为什么今天继续留在世界上的原因。
This is why are we remaining on the earth today.
这是为什么耶稣保留你的性命跟我的性命主要的原因。
This is the main reason why Jesus kept your life and my life.
如果我们这一点没有抓住,
If we didn't understand this point,
我们不会有他的喜乐。
We would not have his joy.
他保留我们今天到这里。
So he keep us today here.
是盐是光,
to be salt and to be light.
是基督的使者,
to be ambassadors for Christ.
然后耶稣又继续说, 15节,
Then Jesus continued.
只求你保守他们脱离那恶者。
Keep them from the evil one.
谁是恶者?
Who's the evil one?
撒旦,
That's Satan.
或者叫魔鬼,
or the devil.
他最喜欢做的一件事情,
The devil likes to do.
就是让我们怀疑神,
to let us doubt God.
怀疑神的慈爱跟信实,
to doubt God's faithfulness, to doubt God's loving.
他喜欢我们失去信心,
so he wants us to lose faith.
他喜欢我们在试探中失败,
he likes us to fail in tribulation.
他喜欢我们对神冷淡,
he would love to have us disregard God.
他更喜欢我们, 退后辩解,
He also wants to fall away and leave God.
而圣经说, 搅蛋, 撒旦是那么样的狡猾,
and the Bible says that Satan is very crafty.
难怪主要祷告说, 求救我们脱离那恶者。
That's why our Lord prayed to ask God to keep us from the evil one.
耶稣这篇祷告为门徒能够得保护祷告。
Jesus prayed for the disciples to be protected.
我们知道他这样为我们祷告。
We know that he prayed for us.
请问我们对他的祷告应该什么样的回应？
So how should we respond to his prayer?
我们需要认识到我们今天生命留在世界上的目的是什么？
We need to know that what is the purpose Are we still living in this world?
我们不是要离开这个世界,
we will not will be leaving this world.
我们也不是跟世界同流合污,
but we are not to be contaminated by the world.
而是凭着圣灵保惠师的来临,
but because the coming of the Counselor, the Holy Spirit,
我们是盐是光,
we are light, we are salt.
我们是代表耶稣的,
Which represents Jesus.
我们是他的使者,
we are his ambassadors.
我们为他的道理做证,
we will testify for his words.
单一我真正的代表神跟基督啊,
when you and I truly represent Christ,
那我们会像基督一样,
then we can be just like Christ.
你可以相信你会承受世界对你仇恨的一些累积,
so you can tolerate to how the hatred of the world towards you.
但你我最后会蒙天父的保守。
But in the end, we will be kept by our Heavenly Father.
因为神儿子的祷告, 天父一定听的。
Because the God will listen to His Son's prayer.
Okay, 我们看第三大点。
As a third point,
门徒, 耶稣为门徒成圣祷告。
Jesus prays for His disciples to be sanctified.
这17节到19节,
There's 17 to 19.
首先我们了解成圣这个字,
what, we need to understand the word sanctifying.
英文就是, 英文说 make holy, 中文说成为圣洁,
so it means make holy.
那么成为圣洁的意思是为了神而分开,
is to separate for God.
所以为神分开的人或东西或事情一定是要干净的。
So whatever the man or the things are separate apart from God has to be clean.
比如说今天我们刚才用的这本诗本,
For example, this hymn book.
这本诗本是为神而分开的。
So this book is set apart for God.
与其他的诗本不一样。
It's different from other hymn books.
所以这本诗本被称为圣诗。
So this is called the holy hymns.
我们坐在这个礼堂里面,
when we sit in this sanctuary,
这个礼堂为了神跟其他建筑物分开的,
so this sanctuary is set apart from other buildings.
这个礼堂被称为圣殿,
so this is called the holy sanctuary.
你和我呢?
How about you and me?
我们是为了神跟其他人分开。
We are separate apart from other people for God.
所以我们被称为圣徒。
So we were called saints.
这本书呢?
How about this book?
是和其他书分开的。
It's set apart from other books.
是为神的。
It's for God.
也是神的话语。
It's also God's word.
所以被称为圣经。
That's called the Holy Bible.
弟兄姐妹,成圣是个过程。
So, brothers and sisters, to make holy is a process.
是继续的。
It's continued.
而成圣的方法,
and the way to make holy,
耶稣告诉我们,
Jesus tells us,
就是使用他真理,
is to use his truth,
使用他的大话语,
use his words,
使用这本圣经,
use this Bible.
在约翰福音里面我在研读的时候,
when I was reading the book of John,
当提到真理的时候,
when they mentioned the word truth,
约翰用了三个不同的表示或者版本, editions.
So, John uses three different editions.
第一个版本,
the first one,
就是我们这边17章17节,
so it's here in 17:17.
你的道就是真理,
that word is truth.
第二个版本,
the second edition,
那我们往后看,
let's go backwards.
14章第6节,
chapter 14, verse 6.
14章第6节,
chapter 14, verse 6.
耶稣说,我就是道路真理。耶稣就是真理。
Jesus is truth.
第三个版本,
the third edition.
请我们看约翰一书,
let's go to 1 John.
第5章第7节,
5, 7.
约翰一书5章7节,
1 John 5, 7.
并且有圣灵做见证, 因为圣灵就是真理。
The spirit of it is the spirit who bears witness because the spirit is the truth.
你的道是真理,
your word is truth.
耶稣是真理,
Jesus is truth.
圣灵是真理,
the Holy Spirit is the truth.
告诉我们如果我们要成圣的话,
if we want to be holy,
我们需要牵涉到这三个版本,
so we need to involve all these three editions.
什么意思?
What does it mean?
我们当中很多人希望过一个成圣的生活。
We all would like to have a holy life.
我们很希望我们每天越来越像神。
We like to be more like God each day.
我们很希望我们能够分开来为神而用。
We want to be set apart to be used for God.
我们需要牵涉这三个版本。
So we need to get involved with all these three.
第一个版本,
the first one,
用我们的智力来研读圣经。
So use our intellect to read the Bible.
第二个版本,
the second,
用我们的情感来爱神的真理。
Use our feelings to love God's truth.
第三个版本,
so the third,
用我们的意志顺从圣灵的带领而每天活出真理。
So use our will obedient to the leading of a spirit.
成圣的生活需要这三方面。
So, holy life require all three.
弟兄姐妹,这提醒你和我一件事情。
So here it reminds you and I one thing.
我们只是研读圣经是不够的。
To only read the Bible is not enough.
我们可以学到很多圣经的知识。
We can learn many Bible knowledge.
当我们学到耶稣是谁的时候,
when we learn who is Jesus,
他为我们完成什么的时候,
what he did for us,
我们需要在情感上更爱他。
So we need to love him more in our feelings.
而学习圣经更认识耶稣。
So to learn to study the Bible, to know Jesus,
我们应该让圣灵在我们身上做工。
We're willing to let the Holy Spirit work on us.
我们顺服跟活出神的话语。
So we be obedient and live out God's words.
这是成圣的过程。
So this is the process to be holy.
我们回到约翰福音18节。
Let's go back to verse 18.
你怎样差我到世上，我也照样差他们到世上。 这告诉我们一件事情。
This tells us one thing.
一位成圣的基督徒才能被派回到的世界去。
Only a sanctified Christian can be sent back to the world.
这位成圣的基督徒，他能够有机会让更多的人认识耶稣基督。
So this sanctified Christian can make teach you to know more about Christ.
最后一节, 19节,
verse 19, the last verse.
我为他们的缘故自己分别为圣。 耶稣, 这什么意思?
What does that mean?
我们说为圣是分别出来为神用。
We said that it's to be set apart for God, to be used for God.
耶稣为他们的缘故将自己分别出来为神用。
So Jesus separate apart himself to be used for God.
使他要死在十字架上。
Then he's going to die on the cross.
让神来用。
So God can use him.
然后19节, 叫他们也因真理成圣。
So they also may be sanctified in truth.
我们先读两处的圣经节, 我再解释。
Let's read a couple passages before the pastor will explain.
希伯来书10章10节。
Hebrews 10:10.
希伯来书10章10节。
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 10.
我们凭着旨意, 靠耶稣基督, 只一次献上他的身体, 就得以成圣。 耶稣一次的受死复活, 我们就可以了。 再看罗马书8章29节。
Let's go to Romans chapter 8, verse 29.
罗马书8章29节。
Romans 8:29.
因为他预先所知道的人, 就预先定下效法他儿子的模样, 使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子, 预先所定下的人又召他们来, 所召的人又称他们为义, 所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。 耶稣让我们第一次已经成圣。
So Jesus led to be sanctified one once.
我们在位置上他看着我们是个成圣的人。
In our position we are looked upon as sanctified.
罗马书告诉我们需要我们每天越来越像耶稣。
So the book of Romans tells us we need to be more like Jesus.
这是渐进的成圣。
So it's a progressive sanctification.
从地位上的成圣一直到渐进的成圣。
So from the position of sanctification into progressive.
耶稣的确为这11个人祷告。
Jesus did pray for this 11.
为他们成圣祷告,
prayed for their sanctification.
结果呢?
What's the result?
他们把整个罗马帝国弄得天翻地覆。
So they have almost destroyed the entire Roman Empire.
因为人们看到他们的言行,
so when people saw their words and deeds,
他们很多人相信耶稣。
Many people believe in Christ.
挡都挡不住啊,
they can't even stop it.
政府没有办法禁止,
so the government cannot prohibit them.
因为他们圣洁的生活,
because of their holy life.
今天耶稣也为您和为我祷告,
so Jesus is also praying for you and for me today.
为我们成圣祷告,
to pray for our sanctification.
让我们殷勤地研读圣经,
so let us diligently study the Bible.
让我们热情地爱我们的主。
So let's love our heart with enthusiasm.
让我们全力地顺服圣灵的带领。
Let's completely follow the leading of the Spirit.
那你我也有可能。
That we can also, it's also be possible.
影响我们四周围的人。
Influence the people in our environment.
他们的生命可能也会让我们完全地改变。
So their life can make us change too.
那天耶稣为这11个人祷告。
On that day, Jesus prayed for the 11 disciples.
为什么?
Why?
因为他们本来是属于神的。
Because they belong to God.
因为他们是天父赐给耶稣的礼物。
Because there were gifts given to Christ by the Father.
这是个非常珍贵的身份。
It's a very precious position.
今天耶稣也为你为我祷告。
So today, Jesus prayed for you and for me.
因为我们本来是属于神的。
Because we also belong to God.
我们是天父赐给耶稣的礼物。
We were also gifts given to Christ by the Father.
他为我们得保护祷告。
He prayed for us for our protection.
他为我们能够成圣祷告。
He prayed for our sanctification.
他的祷告一定会成功。
His prayer will be fulfilled.
因为他是神的爱子,
because he is the Son of God.
神一定会听他祷告,
God will listen to his prayer.
让我们低头,
let us bow our hands.
天父谢谢你,
Heavenly Father, thank you.
你在天父的右边为我们祷告,
you are praying for us on the right hand side of God.
让我们对你的祷告有回应,
so let us have a response for your prayer.
让人能因我们让你得一切的荣耀,
may other people through us can make you be glorified.
我们这样谦卑地祈求,
we humbly pray in our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢。